Now, we have something that I think you're going to really appreciate, and that is John McCain's spiritual advisor, Rod Parsley. And he makes some inflammatory statements, of which I agree with 100%. Now, the libs are going to scream that McCain's reverend problem is equal to that of Obama's reverend right problem. And, of course, they're lying. That's what liberals do for a living. And the difference is that John McCain's spiritual advisor, as you'll soon hear, what he says, 80% of Americans will agree with, while the reverse was true with Reverend Wright. Number two, this reverend for McCain loves America, unlike Obama's reverend, who hates America. So listen to clip seven.
I do not believe our nation can truly fulfill its divine purpose until we understand our historical conflict with Islam. I know that this statement sounds extreme, but I'm not shrinking back from its implications. The fact is that America was founded, I'm going to stagger you right now, America was founded in part with the intention of seeing this false religion destroyed. And I believe September 11, 2001 was a generational call to arms that we can no longer ignore.
Now, of course, the libs are going to jump in and say that they believe in Islam, because most of them would believe in anything except Christianity, as you well know. The enemy of my enemy is my friend, so today they're friends now. Parsley, the spiritual advisor to John McCain, also in clip nine, says again things that 80%, if not more, of Americans would agree with. Listen to 09.
Why is marriage under attack? Why is the family coming under such brutal attack of the forces of darkness? In essence, the Supreme Court of the United States on June 26, 2003, legalized the perverted act of sodomy. And we said nothing. This is not about homosexual rights or lesbian rights. This is about the destruction of the very covenant they are seeking to redefine marriage. In other words, they are intending to pervert God's original intention.
Now, the libs are going to run with this. The problem they're going to have is that most Americans agree with Reverend Parsley, while most Americans disagreed with Obama's reverend. And the reason I know that to be true is because in the 16 states where same-sex or homosexual marriage was put up as a ballot initiative, in every state the people said no. When the people are asked their opinion, they agree with Reverend Parsley. They certainly don't agree that this is the U.S. of KKK. That's something only the Obama worshippers would love. The phone number here is 1-800-449-8255. The website is michaelsavage.com, where we have great stories. I see. So it's even 15. It's not even the same thing as Obama with Reverend Wright, who married Obama and baptized his children. So it's not like McCain has sat there for 20 years. By the way, I agree with Rod Parsley, incidentally.
I do, too.
And 80% of America would agree with Rod Parsley, and 95% of America would disagree with Reverend Wright and Obama's pastor. So that's a given. This could backfire on the libs. They're desperate to use any dirt they can get, but this is not dirt. This is gold. I think they should play Parsley even more. It'll bring more people around to McCain.
I agree.
Thanks. That's all.